Oh, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. We didn't play our theme tune this week.
Where is it?
It's right after it. I've got it the wrong way around.
Well,
never mind.
I'll have to give you a few lessons after the show and on the Superior Show, Scoff Quaff. It all goes to plan.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I did listen this morning. You don't want to revise that?
No, it's definitely went to plan.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay.
Who's our sponsor, Paul Andrews?
Today's sponsor is Mark Smith and a lovely team at the Whitstable Stove Shop.
I thought he was going to be here.
No, he's coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time.
All right.
He's today's show sponsor, though.
Yes.
I was going to say over there in Whitstable, but of course I don't think they are in Whitstable anymore.
I believe
the shop itself has moved to Faversham, but of course they do work installing their lovely wood-burning stoves all over the place.
Well, they do, but they used to be in Saddleton Road. So have they definitely left Saddleton Road?
As far as I know, I couldn't definitively tell you that.
Well, that would be an interesting conversation to have, wouldn't it?
Well, when he's on, I'm sure he'll let us know.
Yeah, I mean, but what I want to know is why he left Whitstable for Faversham, what his cunning plan is.
Ah, well, you'll have to wait until he's on the show to find that out.
There isn't a stove shop in Whitstable apart from him.
No, that's true. But he does stoves in more places than Whitstable,
doesn't he?
Yeah. So, as I say, when he's on the show, you can find out all about it, can't you?
He trundles
But for
round.
The moment, he's the sponsor for today's show.
And a lovely sponsor.
Oh, do you
sponsor.
Want to keep on talking about this?
And a lovely sponsor too,
yeah.
Mark Smith.
Yeah. You want to keep asking me questions that I don't know the answer to for no particular reason?
Well, no. I was actually going to make a joke, but you've ruined
it
now.
Oh, for goodness sake.
One of my jokes.
Thank goodness for that.
No, I can't now.
Do you know what today is?
The moment's gone.
Do you know what today is?
Is it Let's Wear Underwear If We're a Man Day?
No.
For charity?
No, not at all.
Is it National Pie Day?
Almost. It's National Anthem Day.
Oh, gosh, is it? We're not going to sing.
God save us from that. No, we
can't. Lisa Marie tweeted that, didn't she?
She did indeed. Thank you, Lisa Marie, for tweeting that.
She asked us to sing it.
Yeah. Anyway, look, enough of this nonsense. We would like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do get in touch with us. In all the normal ways, you can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet us, and you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have already had a few dozen tweets in, so do keep those tweets coming. I'd just like to mention, in case you didn't know, that coming up fairly shortly, and I think it might even be on March the 15th, is Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is just around the corner.
I'm a mother.
So why don't you treat your mum to something special? And you can find something special at Alpaca Annie's. And Alpaca Annie has an alpaca shop, would you believe, down here on Hagland's Farm, where Channel Radio is based.
But I'm wearing the socks.
But they also have an online store, which is alpacaannie.com. And at the moment, they have a special offer on Blaist Rainwear.
Now, what's Blaist?
Well, it's a brand, isn't it? Blaest.
Right.
And it's quite well known. Blaist Rainwear now is £50 off in the shop and online. And Alpaca Annie's are also stockists for Rooster Yarn. We have Double Knit, Baby and Aran in a huge selection of vibrant colours.
Well, you know, I bought my new husband, the author. You pause. Can I just tell you this?
Oh,
I bought him some lovely alpaca slippers from the shop next
door. I saw. I was there when you bought them.
Well, I actually bought them for me.
Yeah.
Well, I bought them for him. And then
make your mind up. Who did you buy them for, Jules?
Well, I bought them for him.
Right.
And they're lovely. And then I sort of nicked them because they're really lovely to pad about in.
Right.
But then he's nicked them back.
Right.
So I need to buy another pair.
I was going to say, I've got an idea. Why don't you just get another pair?
Well, it's Mother's Day coming up.
Ah, that'll be it. Yeah. So there you go. Josh said, Jay, your mum wants a pair of alpacas to wear on her feet.
They have lovely stuff in that shop.
They do indeed.
And the cloaks.
Yeah. Ponchos.
And cloaks.
You could wear a poncho. That would be like a scene from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Which one would I be?
I'm not going there.
The one with the cigar?
I'm not going there.
Who was that? Yul Brynner or something?
Yul Brynner, no.
Who was it?
Clint Eastwood. Spaghetti Western, wasn't it?
Woo!
That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
Hoom-ha. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's it. See, I told you could be in it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it. Good. I'll tell you what. Read an email.
Okay. I will, because I haven't got my Twitter up, so I'll actually do what you ask.
Good grief.
The next Kent Creative Live meetup is in Faversham, and it's your event to create, to connect with other creatives and develop your practice. I love the way they call them creatives, like little creatures, isn't it? Like a different mm-hmm. sort of person. Another planet person. So they're talking about, they've got Guy Portelli and Mark Paul Perry, who will talk about their work as directors and curators at the Sea Art Fair, which was launched last year in Tunbridge Wells. And it's got art galleries from across the UK showcasing established and emerging artists. And it's Tuesday the 10th of March, so it's next Tuesday, 9:30 to 12:30, at the Alexander Centre, 15 Preston Street, Faversham, ME13 8NZ. And the website for that is kentcreativelive.org. So that sounds like a good one for creatives.
Fantastic.
Arty types.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Kent and Victor Chamber have a Managing Training Interventions workshop on Wednesday the 18th of March. It's from 10 a.m. and it's to 12 noon and it's free to attend. The session explores how organisations can ensure soft skills to produce hard results through learning that produces improved performance and behaviour change, would you believe?
Well, you could do with that.
There'll be an opportunity before and after the presentation for you to meet new contacts and generate business leads while sharing ideas and experiences with other like-minded business people. If you'd like to go to that, that's at the Invicta Chamber offices at Sevington in Ashford. On Wednesday the 18th of March, 10 a.m, you can book your place by going to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/all-events, and they will list all of the Invicta Chamber events there, and you can book your place on that, or indeed any of the other events that they are running that you might care to attend. So,
There's Kent Choices for You Live, and it's on the 25th and 26th of March, listener. And it says, this press release says, meet your future workforce. Kent Choices for You, and it's is the next event is Wednesday 25th of March and Thursday the 26th of March. It's at the Detling Showground, so it's a huge show organised by KCC and Medway Council. And it's in partnership with the Kent Messenger Group. There'll be over 6,000 young people, and there'll be over 100 employers and advisors. There'll be interactive demonstrations, and you can see how they can make their career aspirations a reality. And they're also looking for businesses. This is from Sally Bennett, who's the exhibition manager. They're looking for businesses to get involved that care about the future of the organisation and of Kent's people. And they're also asking you to bring your HR departments for 2 days. There you are. We need to take Channel Radio's HR department down.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. We're also, well, there are 6,000 young people, but they're expanding the show even more. And they're concentrating on the 16-plus age group for Thursday, the 26th, and would like the general public to arrive and find actual jobs available. Now, the website is ashcroftexhibitions.com. You can email Sally, that's Sally Bennett. Her email is sally@ashcroftservices.com, and there is a phone number which is 0208 603 3918. So there you are, that's at the Detling Showground, and it's Wednesday the 25th and Thursday the 26th of March.
Thank you for that. We've had loads of tweets in, I'm going to read a few. Brian Davis of Connect It, and his Twitter handle is Connect It Co, all one word, Connect It Co, Connect It Co. And he says, thanks, Vanilla Web and Jules, we're listening in at Connect It. So, Brian, thank you for joining us. Also, some new listeners, I believe. Three Tier Media on the Twitter, and they say you can chat to Mark and Phil from 3T Media if you want, and thanks for mentioning us, and we're looking forward to the Business Bunker show. So thank you. That's Mark and Phil, and their Twitter handle is 3Tier Media. That's THREETIERMEDIA, 3Tier Media on the Twitter. Chris Pollard has tweeted in, he's not going to be listening today, he's tweeted.
Oh.
He's going to listen on the catch up, he says, because he's too busy. Yeah. As
well,
if we believe him.
Yeah.
We ought to go round and find out what he's doing, didn't we?
Yeah, he's probably having a little marmalade sandwich.
We ought to surprise him. We ought to get out now, drive round to his place and go, why aren't you listening?
Well, we could leave lovely Luke, our guest.
Luke could do the show, couldn't he? While we drive over to Maidstone
yeah.
and go and find out why Chris, yeah. what he's actually up to.
Shall we go in your car? It's a bit faster.
Yeah, we could do. We've also had a tweet from Seeing Disney, and I don't know if you remember.
I do.
We read out a big thing about Seeing Disney last week.
Yeah.
So, a lady who, unfortunately, is losing her sight at a rapid pace, and she is making a plea for people to help raise funds to get her to be able to take her child to Disney before she completely loses her sight. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. They've tweeted me a link to a song that they've produced, which you can buy for €1 because they're based in Ireland. But do follow them on the Twitter. It's called Seeing Disney is their Twitter handle.
It's a lovely, it would be lovely to give to that because it's going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And we've had a tweet from the gorgeous Rebecca Nutt, Serenity
oh,
Becker.
Oh, is she filing nails? Or yeah. What's she doing?
Well, she doesn't say, she just says, hello.
What's Tuesday? Yeah, she's probably...
It's the day after Monday and the day before Wednesday,
well, I'm thinking
normally.
Of her schedule. She's probably doing a little microdermabrasion.
Do you think?
She's got a machine, Paul Andrews, that nobody else has got in the whole
really?
Of Kent.
Really?
For polishing your face and it would do wonders for you.
For me?
When you're wearing that lady's underwear you told me about on Friday... When
no,
I
we're
phoned
not going
him,
there.
I phoned him, listener, and he said, oh, I can't talk now, you know. He said, I've just got my stilettos and stockings on.
No,
there.
I didn't.
Don't know what's going on in your life.
Nothing
Friday
yet.
Afternoon. Very odd.
Nothing yet.
Very odd.
I had a meeting with two very nice ladies.
Is that what you call it?
Louise Henley, who's the chair of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and the lovely Juliette Shand, mm-hmm. Who is involved with Herb's Palsy charity. And they are doing a joint fundraiser,
right.
Which is a Zumbathon.
Right.
And they have cooked up a completely stupid plan, which involves people bidding for me to wear certain items of clothing and lead the Zumbathon.
Oh, dressed.
Dressed
like
in said attire that people have bribed me to wear.
Oh, dear.
By virtue of the fact of raising money for it.
Oh, dear.
I think it's a completely stupid idea.
Well, the stakes will be very high. No doubt people will pay lots and lots of money to see you teetering about doing the Zumba in ladies' attire.
Just the pure fact of me doing a Zumba will be enough.
I've seen him play football, ladies. That was enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Staggering about in the goal. I couldn't get you out, though. You did enjoy your football, didn't you?
I do like my football. I've signed up to play for a team again.
Yeah, you're quite good. Who are you playing for? The Zimmers?
Oh, very good. That was good. Zimmer United.
Yeah. You are quite good. You're quite sporty. In your old days, I guess, you were sporting.
Many, many years ago.
1066.
Yeah.
Venom Tech have tweeted in.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's Tuesday and it can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. We'll be listening to the Business Bunker. Perhaps a little snake under their arm. Or a, what's that, primate?
A loris.
The spitting primate.
No, it's my favourite toxic animal, that loris.
Apart from me.
It's got a poison gland under its arm and it licks its armpit and bites you and you die. And I think that's absolutely brilliant and I want one.
Is he going to bring one into the studio?
No, he hasn't got one.
Hasn't he?
No, he said when Steve was last on the show, he said he hasn't actually got one. He just knows of it.
Has he got one of those poisonous snail things?
Yeah.
He's got one of those under his arm.
Yeah, them snails are evil.
Yeah.
They make your bones go all jellied.
I know. Awful.
I know.
If one spat at you, you'd be very ill.
Yeah, but they're not likely to spit, are they?
I was watching Rick Stein last night, as you do, and he was in Tasmania.
Right.
Where everybody spoke like that. I was in my element.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But these little wallabies are vermin. So you can grab a wallaby and just roast it. You know, beautiful it was.
They kill it first.
Yeah, they did kill it. Shot it clean through the head.
And what's roast wallaby taste like?
It tasted very nice. He said it was better than beef.
Right.
They did it quite, you know, rare, with a little Tasmanian shard.
Well, they're pretty quick. You'd have to be quick to cook one, really, wouldn't you?
But they're a lot smaller than a kangaroo. I hadn't realised. They're sort of a cross between a kangaroo and a rabbit, aren't they?
I don't think they're that small, but they are smaller than a kangaroo.
Yeah.
But you know...
So you've gone all Australian now, just thinking about it.
I read a factoid about this out on the New Potato Show a few weeks ago.
Right.
Do you know there are more than, I think it was 1,000 different types of kangaroo?
Really?
Yeah. I may have made that up, but there was a significant number.
Really?
There's a significant number. Because we tried to think of what they could be.
Well, that shocked me.
Because I know there's a red kangaroo and a giant kangaroo and a baby kangaroo and a small kangaroo and a Joey.
And Rolf Harris.
And other types of kangaroos are
available. We're not allowed to mention Rolf Harris. Sorry about that, Luke.
But anyway, Rick Stein was cooking wallabies.
Very, very pleasant, it looked. And, I was tweeting Graham Greene, the cook, about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I quite fancy a wallaby. If you see one.
I've had a tweet from AM Marketing, and the lovely Amy says, "It's Business Bunker, straight after Scoff and Quaff on Tuesdays."
Oh.
I hope you're all listening. Now, I had a long conversation on Twitter with Lucy Hall and Amy from AM Marketing, Amy McManus, on Sunday night. And Amy told us that she was going, or was it Saturday night? I can't remember. Anyway, it was very late at night, and she told us the next day, so I think it must have been Saturday night, she told us the very next day she was going to an exclusive premiere of the film Cinderella.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Lucy and I chided her into taking cheesy photographs when she was there.
Right.
And I said if she could take a really cheesy photograph when she was there and post it on Twitter, I would play her a special request.
Okay.
Well, she surpassed herself. Not just one cheese. She had every cheese you could possibly imagine. She had photos of her with Prince Charming, with a glass slipper, all kinds of things. Really lovely. And so Amy, the lovely Amy McManus of AM Marketing, asked me if I would play this. Hall & Oates.
Oh, I do love an oat cake with cheese. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it You're a Rich Girl or something?
No, You Make My Dreams True.
Oh, it's that very cheesy.
Now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, the 3rd of March. And we're joined on the phone by today's first guest, Mr. Ted Wigzell. Ted, hello.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. Ted's the founder of your business community, I do believe.
That is right.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the business, Ted, and a bit about yourself?
Okay. I've been self-employed since 1988,
right.
Or, as my wife likes to say, I've not had a proper job for 27 years.
Yeah.
You know, back then, I was quite young to be a business owner, but these days you can be, you know, really young and be a business owner.
Sure.
But, you know, you can be good at what you do, but you need some way of being good at everything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the bureaucracy.
It's one of the perennial things about running a business, isn't it? That you have to be a jack of all trades.
And neglect it at your peril, unfortunately.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we formed your business community to be a 21st century business support service.
Right, okay. So what kind of things are you offering, Ted?
Well, you know, if you're good at web design or whatever,
yeah.
You know, you're going to concentrate on doing that.
Exactly.
But there'll be issues that you need to address. So as a member of what we like to call YBC, you get unlimited free advice.
Right.
Legal 24/7, HR 24/7, office hours for everything else.
Right.
Discounts on business services that you need, and protection against occupational hazards, like things like, you know, tax investigation or jury service.
Right, okay.
Or whatever likely to befall you.
Right, okay. And this is a fairly new business?
Yeah, we only launched in November, going really, really well.
Right.
We're doing it regionally. We've got people on the ground in Kent right now, so I'm hoping this will help them out.
You're right, okay.
But yeah, you know, finding services, and you know, it's understanding what small businesses of today need.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's the auto enrolment explosion about to happen.
Yeah, sure.
We've got a very, very cost effective way of making yourself compliant.
Okay.
Oh, can you tell us a bit more then? How is it cost effective? And how simple?
I started exploring auto-enrolment solutions and was being quoted £5,000. Which basically means, you know, they know that small businesses are not going to contribute very much, or the employees of small businesses,
So
they want to make their money at the outset. We've got an auto-enrolment solution for our members that we can set up for £400.
Wow.
That's a bit different, isn't it?
Yes,
which
it
you
is.
Still don't want to spend, but you've got to do it, otherwise you get fined.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the fines are more than that, so absolutely.
Yeah, from that, and then daily.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea that you got there, Ted. I just want to explore a bit about your background, because you've been working for yourself, or not working, as you put it, since the mid-1980s. So what did you actually start off doing?
I started off exporting building materials, actually, but, you know, business, as I'm sure you know, is, you constantly evolve, don't you?
Of course you do, yeah.
And where were you exporting to?
exporting to, I was responsible for building up the Far East, actually, and the Middle East.
Right.
Really?
Just selling, you know, building materials when the Middle East was first being, you know, properly built for the first time.
Well, concrete is big business in Egypt at the moment, apparently.
I'm sure it could be. Yeah, I mean, it was a great thing, but I just spent so much time, and it sounds glamorous, but you spent so much time abroad that I wanted to be back at home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Jules is getting confused there just because they got a lot of sand. She's assuming they got water and cement that goes with it as well.
No, concrete is very big. A lot of building going on.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how you started off in business all those years ago, Ted. And you're absolutely right. I guess that running your own business, you've learned an awful lot over the years in terms of the kind of things that you have to do.
Absolutely. But I know. I mean, I'm as guilty as anyone else. I neglect things. And, you know, you neglect them, they come back and find you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many people now working from home that don't have business insurance and are probably invalidating their home insurance?
Absolutely.
We've got a business insurance service,
right?
Where we can make you properly compliant.
Right.
Same for car insurance. If you're using your personal car for business, use, then you're probably in danger again there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of things that people do that they don't realise, do they? Because especially when people first start a business, they get it very confused between their own personal things and the business things.
And all of these things are only a problem when they become a problem.
Yeah.
So we're giving, you know, a big company has departments, so they cope readily.
Yeah, sure.
A small business, you know, can't afford £150 an hour to speak to a lawyer, for example.
Sure.
As a member, you get lawyers 24/7.
Cool. Okay. No, that's really good. And where are you actually based, Ted?
I'm talking to you from an office very close to Bank Station in the city.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that where you personally hang out, or
most of the time? Although I'm out, you know, on occasions meeting new service providers. I was out first thing this morning meeting an alternative finance provider.
Right, okay.
You hear lots of news that, you know, there isn't finance available for small businesses, but if you look, there's lots of it.
Yeah, there is lots about, yeah.
And same as I'm sure you've thought in the past, you know, you need to innovate, so you need to be aware of where the future's taking us.
Absolutely. So you're building your business community, you're building it on a regional basis, you have people on the ground here in Kent that are starting to build the business up.
Yep.
If our listeners want to find out more about your business community and about Kent or any other part of it, to be fair, because we have listeners all over now, how do we go about getting hold of you? How can we follow you? How can we find out more?
Okay, well, I've had a Twitter explosion since I was invited to take part in this programme.
Yeah, sorry about that. We do tend to have that effect.
I'm not complaining. we're at YBC UK.
Yep.
The office number is 033 33 58 33 99.
Yep.
The regional contact is a good friend of mine called Andrew Knott.
Oh, and right, okay. I know Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah. And his mobile number, 07747114627.
Fantastic. And do you have a website, Ted?
Yeah, yourbusinesscommunity.co.uk.
Fantastic. We will put all those contact details on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can find you, follow you, and sadly inundate you on Twitter. Sorry about that.
It's one of the things we do.
Ted, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for your time. I hope it was useful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we wish you all power to your new venture, and we're sure it's going to be a rip-roaring success. And we'll probably get you on in a few months' time to come back and tell us how it's been going.
I look forward to the invitation again. Thanks very much, Paul.
Okay, Ted. Talk to you again. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Oh, he sounds lovely, doesn't he,
yeah.
Ted?
So that's Ted Wigzell from Your Business Community.
How do you spell his surname?
W-I-G-Z-E-L-L.
W-I-G-Z-E-L-L. That's an unusual name.
It's an unusual name, isn't it?
What do you reckon the origins of it are?
Cornish.
Do you reckon? No. Well, it's Polish, isn't it?
No, it's similar to Wurzel, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Do you not?
It was Wurzel?
I don't know.
Was he Cornish?
It's an unusual name. I should have asked him, really, shouldn't I, when he was on the phone?
No, you can't think of everything.
No, that is true. I'm not on the ball today.
Well, you're probably wearing those suspenders. Probably a bit tight for
That's
you,
what
aren't
it
they?
Is.
Don't make them in your size.
I've cut my circulation off.
You probably have.
Funny enough, on British Biz Party last night, which is a Twitter hashtag, I was talking to the lovely Eve.
Transvestite?
No, it's, the lovely Eve who runs an online tights company.
Really?
Called the Types Box.
And is she going to make you some super
no,
size?
No, but she
ones?
Is coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time.
What is your leg length?
My leg length?
Yeah.
My inside leg is 33.
From there to ankle?
Well, where you normally wear your a gentleman's
33.
Inside leg. Yes.
Oh, that's the same as me. How bizarre. So you could borrow
You're
mine.
You're not a 33-inch leg.
I am a 33-inch leg.
No,
I'm
you're
5
not.
Foot 11, darling.
I'm 6 foot 2.
Yeah, but I'm short-waisted.
you're wasted.
No, I'm short-waisted.
No, you're wasted.
You can borrow my tights. I've got
some
lovely Long Tall Sally ones.
Yeah.
Because I get all mine from Long Tall Sally.
Do you? Really?
No. Talking of Long Tall Sally, the Right Honourable Michael Fallon is opening the West Kent B2B on the 27th of March. He'll thank me for that intro, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
As well as being...
Well, he has actually been on the show as well.
Wearing tights?
No, he wasn't wearing tights. He was being very very circumspect.
No, I remember him.
As one would expect for a minister of the crown.
No, he's lovely. This is Friday the 27th of March. It's at the River Centre in Tonbridge, 9 to 4pm. Free conference and exhibition. So this is for the West Kent B2B. And the Right Honourable Michael Fallon will be there, not in tights. And he will be it's a great opportunity to meet business leaders, chief execs and directors, and they'll be networking and gaining knowledge. There'll be coffees and lunches and all sorts of things and workshops. Also, I'm going to read out the website in a minute, so have a pen ready. There's a business breakfast, which is free, Paul Andrews.
Wow.
And Luke, a free business breakfast. Well, that's worth it, isn't it? 7:15 to 8:30. And it's West Kent, and it's called The Big Priorities. Have your say, and it's hosted by the West Kent Partnership. And they're asking, what are the big local issues holding back your business? Our business breakfast is your chance to tell us what you think about big priorities for West Kent and what they should be. Meet the leaders of the West Kent councils and key economic development partners. Receive an overview on the case for West Kent, on the challenges and opportunities for the area, and tell us what you think are the key issues facing your business and how they might be addressed. Now, the website, I said I'd tell you, is kentb2b.co.uk. What do you think the challenges are for small businesses, Paul Andrews? What would be your number one?
Bureaucracy.
Luke, what would be your number one?
Getting known, I think.
Getting known?
Yeah. Okay.
Mine would be transport, as usual.
Oh, okay.
Transport's, I've got a car, but for youngsters, getting jobs.
Yeah.
You try going from Canterbury to Maidstone.
Sure.
Without a car.
Mm.
Or Sheppey to, I don't know,
yeah.
Anywhere.
That's not a good example, because Canterbury to Maidstone is really easy.
Is it?
You just get a train.
No, but if you're in Whitstable, you've got to get a train. There's no train to
Canterbury. No, but you said Canterbury to, Canterbury to Maidstone.
I lied.
All right, now, if you want to be from a rowing boat in the middle of Whitstable Bay, and you want to get to, I don't know, Cornwall, that's difficult.
No,
by
the
bus.
Trouble is, Paul Andrews and Luke, is that they closed the Crab and Winkle line.
That was
the oldest ever train you could get everywhere.
Do you know the Crab and Winkle line was the very first ever train journey anywhere? Because
I do know, I just said.
Because Stevenson's Rocket, which was the first train, was not a passenger carrying service when it went into service.
Was that pump one?
The Crab and Winkle was the very first passenger service train.
And they closed it because they thought the motor car, mm-hmm. The arrival of the motor car, nobody would ever go by train again. But
of course, they were right.
How wrong were they?
Mm-hmm.
No, they were not right. We need a train.
Okay, well, if anyone's got a spare train, Jules needs one. Thank you. We've had a tweet from a new listener and a new company, and these are quite an interesting company. They're based in Ramsgate, and they're Cottage Cufflink, is what they're called on the
Cottage
Twitter.
Cottage Cufflink?
Cottage Cufflink.
What do they do?
They make custom-made cufflinks.
Wow, that's nice.
They design and make their own cufflinks. So it's their first time listening in. Thank you for listening in. I hadn't come across them before. They are a really interesting group that are based in Ramsgate, and they say that they went to buy cufflinks, couldn't find anything they like, so they started designing their own. And now they design and make their own cufflinks. And we've also had a tweet from the lovely Frankie at Frankie's Farm Shop, who has tweeted us a picture of a pile of smoked salmon.
When are you and Chris Pollard taking me there for lunch on a Saturday?
I don't know. Well, I'm going on this Saturday.
There's all
with
these
Chris.
Evening yeah. things Chris keeps asking me to. I go to bed early.
Yeah, apparently.
Angela Kerrigan has said she's almost spit her tea out. Jules Serkin, she's no mention of you, I'm afraid. And she said that's my friend's son, so I'm assuming it's Luke. And then she's put
famous
Keza Redding, this is Luke's mummy. Angela's listening to me, not you. She's not bothering
yeah well
me.
I wouldn't listen to
and
her.
And that's Luke's lovely mummy.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah,
hiya.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So on that note, why don't we actually introduce Luke and talk to him?
Let's find out all about him.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time our second guest today, Mr. Luke Redding. Luke, welcome to the Business Bunker.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Jules is completely taken with your hair.
I know.
Fabulous hair.
Yeah. So we'll try and keep her away from that for the moment. But why don't you tell our listener a little bit about you and a bit about Redico, which is your company.
It is indeed. So I'm from a company called Redico, and we're a search marketing provider. And what that basically means is we help businesses acquire more customers by improving their presence on Google and other search engines.
Cool. And that's basically through their websites?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so improving their website's position on Google and relevant websites like that.
Okay.
And making use of the traffic that comes through and making sure they convert into actual customers, which is pretty important, I suppose.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you a bit about this because a lot of people talk about search engine optimization.
They do.
And a lot of small businesses don't really understand, hence they need to hire people like yourself to do it or to help them do it. But one of the things that's interesting that I find fascinating is that, of course, a lot of search engine optimization is about deciding who it is you're trying to target.
Yeah, absolutely.
So can you give us just a bit of an overview from your point of view of how about you, if you engage with a small business and you start to look at SEO, what are the kind of steps that you go through when you first start talking to a small business, someone that probably doesn't know very much at all about marketing, let alone the technology side of it?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, that's a really good point that you've just put on, really, about who's the person that you're trying to market to and get the business in front of. Mm. I mean, when we approach a client, it's always about understanding what their goals are and what the purpose is for their site and what they want it to do. Mm. And then who those people are and perhaps where they hang out and how they search.
Yeah.
So that's really important in understanding who it is that you're targeting, because then that kind of structures the rest of the campaign, if you like.
Mm.
In terms of what kind of content you want on the site, who it should be targeted to, what age they are, demographic, all those kind of bits.
Sure.
But if you're a small business, I mean, there's loads of free tools that you can use to kind of find out how people are searching. Like Google offer their own tool, which is called Google Keyword Planner, and you can just go on there and see how people are searching.
Right.
Which is always a really good place to start.
Was that originally called something like Google Zeitgeist or something like that?
It wasn't. I think that's quite a good name for it, but it was called Google's keyword tool rather than Keyword Planner. Keyword tool were discontinued.
Okay. Because years ago when Google first started, they had a thing called Zeitgeist. And what Zeitgeist did is it gave you an overview of what was hot and what was not in the marketplace. And then they kind of discontinued it. But
they've got stuff like Google Trends.
That's what they replaced it with. You're absolutely right, Luke. Yep. Nice one.
Yeah, so Google Trends just tells you exactly what's hot and what's not in the marketplace. And it will let you see, if you type in certain keywords, like in relation to your business, it will tell you what the trends are like over a period of time. So if a product that you're offering is becoming more popular, or the way people are searching for it kind of changes in their terminology, it will tell you those things as well.
Sure.
Which is cool.
Okay. And also, one of the things I want to explore with you, because I'm making some assumptions here because I don't know, because I don't work in that field. You do.
Sure.
But I've talked to small businesses when they talk about marketing and things like that and been a bit worried when I hear some of the things they say, because a lot of people can get a bit carried away in terms of trying to get number one somewhere by picking search terms. And then you say to them, but how is that actually relevant to what you're doing? And they go, well, no, but it was the one that was available, kind of thing. And you think, well, hold on, what was the point of that?
What do you mean, picking domain names?
No. They'll try to boost themselves in terms of search on Google by, I don't know, having words that say, you know, we're I can't think of an example, but saying they sold, I don't know, smoked fish, yeah. But you know, the Aberdeen smoked fishery was number one or whatever. They'd find a string of words that, you know, were eels or something like that,
sure,
because it was available in the number one slot, if you see what I mean. And you go, do you sell eels? And they go, no. But it got the number one on Google.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. And that kind
it's
of
an eely good point.
Yeah, oh, thank
dear,
you.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a really good point. So it comes back to finding out, really at the start of the campaign, who's the people that you're going after and how they search,
yeah,
and building a campaign around that, because there's no point spending a lot of time and money investing in a campaign to find out that those keywords that you're after don't actually convert or drive the right type of people.
Right.
If you're kind of unsure about what the right type of words, you can do a bit of research and then perhaps do a small Google AdWords campaign to test if those are the right terms and they're going to convert and those sorts of things. That normally works quite well.
Cool. So, from your point of view of Redico,
yep,
is that the kind of work that you do? You do research work with us. So, if I engage you, you come along and you kind of you give me an overview of what I need to think about and how I need to think about it and what I need to look at. And then, can you help me with that research?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we work with clients, kind of sort of medium and probably larger sized businesses, and they come to us in. It depends kind of what they're looking to achieve when they come to us. So there might have been a lot of legacy work where they've been penalised in search results, or they might want an off-site campaign to kind of increase the authority of a site. But if you're looking at trying to structure a campaign yourself, there's kind of some basic steps, I suppose, which you can follow. First things is about finding out what keywords you want to target, so do a bit of research into that. It's then about looking at how technically sound your site is from a search point of view, because they don't see all the pretty graphics they see on a site, see some code.
Yeah.
So it's about crawling that properly. Make sure Google Analytics is set up properly and all the tracking's there, so you can actually see what's going on the website. It's a nice free tool that everyone should really have set up on their site.
I don't want to interrupt you when you're in free sure. flow, but it's something that interests me. When you go to see clients, how many of them are making effective use of analytics, just as a rule of thumb?
Yeah, not a huge amount, to be honest. I mean, data from analytics will tell you exactly what people are doing on the site, where they're dropping off, how many people convert, what campaigns are successful, but I mean, a lot of our clients are e-commerce and most of them don't have analytics set up properly, so you're kind of making decisions based on incorrect data, if you like.
Yeah, sure.
But there's loads of free guides and stuff out there. I'll tweet some out later about setting analytics up properly and how you can do that, because it is really useful and free.
Right, absolutely. They're free tools, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And if you make good use of them, they are very, very powerful tools as well, but people kind of tend to ignore it or either use very basic approach to it or indeed get it wrong.
Yeah.
It's a bit like our last guest we just had on the phone.
Ted.
Ted. Mm. What was his surname?
Wigsell.
Wigsell. You know, you have, most small businesses have a passion for one or two things.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do everything.
No, absolutely.
You know, yeah. And you've beautifully specialised in this. I want to know how you got into it. You know, when cool. did you get interested?
Sure. So, probably when I was back at university, and so I did a course on business and enterprise, and we had to put a proposal together and pitch it to try and get grants for ideas that we had. So I won a grant there, which was for developing a website where we could build a virtual classroom, so tutors could log in and students can log in and they can
That's
teach each other and that kind of stuff. And didn't really have much money left over for advertising, so I wasted that on AdWords pretty quickly, as most people do when they first start in AdWords. And so sort of heard about search and that kind of thing, SEO. So I kind of self-taught, because there was no sort of best practice in there before. I got the site to like number one for loads of generic terms, and competition eventually just bought it off me, because it was easy for them to do that. And then I did freelance for a while and worked at a few agencies, and then set up on my own probably about just over two years ago
Good
now.
Good for you, and you're only young, isn't it? He's only a whippersnapper.
Absolutely.
Whippersnapper.
Yeah. What was your uni?
Coventry.
Wow.
The beautiful city of Coventry.
And was it a good course? Was it taught well?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was more interactive and practical based rather than theory, which was what attracted me.
Always useful, yeah.
And did you do any work in the first year when you were a fresher?
Of course not. No.
My young son just seems to be drinking most of the time.
That is your main module at university, first year.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's cool, Luke. Where, from your point of view with Redico, you've been in business a couple of years now.
Yep.
You're acquiring clients, you're doing some good work.
Yep.
Where do you see yourself going with this?
I mean, we'll probably, a bigger part of our client base seems to be e-commerce. And so we're attracting a lot of e-commerce clients, because I suppose what we do is much more tangible and black and white with e-commerce. So, you know, if we put in X amount and they deliver this increase in direct sales, then that's much more valuable and tangible for them. So
it goes straight to the bottom line,
exactly,
doesn't it? With e-commerce,
it's
pounds and shillings that you, or pounds and pence.
Yeah, it's numbers in a bank account.
Yeah.
And if it's other websites where it's lead generation, then you're kind of relying on the client to kind of deal and convert with those leads.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's probably an area that we'll look to move in and progress towards.
Right.
I mean, we're focusing really heavily on building our own training and software and investing in our staff and that sort of thing. So,
right.
But I think as a company direction, it's probably moving towards that.
Okay, cool. No, and that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So how many of you are there at the moment?
In the office there are 7 of us.
Oh wow, okay.
So to be 8, yes. So that's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. That's all of us in the office, and we can bring in freelancers and stuff on certain projects if we need to, as every kind of small business does. But we're growing. Team's really cool. They work really hard. It's all going to plan on that front.
Right. Now, here's the trick question that I'm going to ask you. How do you generate your own business?
Yeah, so this is a good question.
Coming on the Business Bunker.
On the Business Bunker. I mean, our industry is quite, it's full of kind of all sorts of people, but
yeah.
As a service, as long as our basic job is to make you more money,
yeah.
And so if we do that, then we tend to get referred a lot.
Yeah.
And if they find someone that they can trust to be honest with them and make them a lot of money across the long term, we don't really tend to lose clients in that respect.
Sure.
So majority of our work comes through word of mouth, but I suppose as we grow, we'll have to kind of invest in more and different avenues.
Recommendations.
But you're absolutely right. The most powerful way of doing it, especially with the type of business that you're in, and you didn't say this, but I can say this, when there's so many people out there that don't know what they're doing, you know, it's very easy to set up as an expert in all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
And so many people don't have the skill to judge whether you know what you're doing or not.
Yeah, there's no qualifications.
And absolutely. So anybody can rock up tomorrow and go, do you know what, I'm a search engine optimization specialist.
Mm.
And as a small business owner, you have no way of telling until you try it and see if it works or not.
There's a lot of mumbo-jumbo talk.
Yeah,
it's a bit like social media, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of gurus out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so Luke's absolutely right. One of the most powerful ways of doing it is recommendation, because, you know, there's nothing more you
Someone's
to
had
say.
A good experience.
Someone's had a good experience of what you do, it's worked for them, and they tell somebody else, hey, that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
Cool. I tell you what, Luke, why don't you give us a shout out for your website, your Twitter handle,
sure.
your Facebook page, or any other ways that you'd like to be contacted by our listener?
Sure. The easiest way is probably just to follow me on Twitter. So it's at Luke Reddin, which is Luke, obviously, and then Reddin, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, is probably the easiest way to kind of follow me on there, and I'll share out any sort of tips and stuff that I think are useful from the show.
Right.
Otherwise, just visit the website. So it's redico.co.uk, redico.co.uk. That's probably the easiest thing, to be honest.
Fantastic.
Pretty impressive. You managed to get your name as a Twitter straight away.
Early adopter.
Yeah. No, you know, little
no
underscores messing about.
Straight in there.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Unlike mine, which is completely nonsense.
Vanilla Web.
It's just nonsense. When I started on Twitter, I was just about to launch something called Vanilla Web. Vanilla Web Internet. So I registered the Twitter handle, started to get people following me, then decided not to do it. By which time I had 1,000 followers, and you know, I thought, oh, I can't be bothered to change. And now I've got 11,000 followers. It's just
you really
no
can't
way.
Be bothered to
yeah,
change.
I really Too can't be bothered to change. Now. Yeah. But, okay, cool. All those links for Luke and Luke's company can be found on the Kent Business Radio website, and they are linkable from there. So do check that out. Do have a look at the kind of work that Luke's doing. You're based over in the Maystone area at the moment.
Yeah, we're in Maystone Studios in Vinters Park.
Right, at the TV studios there,
yep.
Which is a fantastic place to be, is it not?
It is, yeah. It's really nice. They've done all the offices up on the top floor. They've all been renovated. They're all brand new. And so we're located up there. So, yeah, it's good. Nice view of Maystone, if you can even have that, I suppose.
Yeah. You can see over the top of
exactly,
the parabolic
dishes. Exactly,
yeah, you
can dishes, see over Maidstone and somewhere else in the distance.
Nice one. But presumably you do work all over the UK?
Yeah, so we do work all over the UK, and we've got some clients that have arms abroad and stuff like that as well. So we do right. international SEO as well and that kind of thing.
Fantastic. Luke, thank you so much for that. It was an absolute pleasure to meet you and to hear your story, and a young entrepreneur making his way in the world, which is something that we're always keen to encourage. So keep on keeping on. As with Ted, you know, we'll get you back at a later date to, you know, kind of update us on where you're going. If you want to tweet out any tips, hints or tricks, and you want to do it in conjunction with us, then just hashtag Business Bunker on the end of it, and we'll get it out there. But for the moment, do stay with us for the rest of the show. Mr. Luke Reddin.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to hear
from
you.
He's got a little fan club coming up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Somebody here, Angela Kerrigan, who lives in Whitstable, was listening in, and she saw him actually being born.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit disgusting and strange at the same time.
Hey, come on, don't mess about. Let's have pictures.
Yeah.
Come on, we want pictures of this.
Call the midwife.
Jesus. Yeah.
Parenta, I wonder what is
we should have had Luke on last week. We had a midwife on the show last
week.
We could have reenacted it or something.
Yeah, we could have shared the placenta.
Oh, don't go there.
Parenta Trust Rally.
That's where you got that from. I could tell your mind link there.
Really?
Yeah.
You know me so well, Paul Andrews. Parenta Trust Rally, 17th to 21st. June 2, 2015, so it's this year. She says, I'm sure, I think it's a she, no, it's Andrew Cooper. He's from Parents Trust. I'm sure you've heard the stories from the past 2 years and seen the photos and followed the journeys of, or perhaps you have taken part on one of the two previous adventures. The dates for 2015 Parenta Trust Rally have now been set. Now, to raise enough money to build a fourth preschool in post-conflict East Africa. The last two rallies have been amazing. We'd love you to join us this year, says Andrew Cooper. He's the chairman. You need to register online, and I'll read that out in a minute. So get your pen. Find a car that's worth around 350 quid and raise a minimum of £1,000 per team for the Parenta Trust. Tackle the 2,000-mile round trip through 8 European countries, finishing in a gala celebration night in Monaco. Well, how long would that take?
Well,
8 European countries in a 350-year-old banger.
Mm.
We're currently updating the Parenta Trust website with stories from last year, but in the meantime, read the tale from 2013 to get a feel for the epic journey. And it's called Andrew and the Furry Volvo Take on Europe. Careful how you say that, haven't you, really?
Absolutely.
Volvo.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I got it. You don't have to paint a graphic picture,
you. You can be a bit slow at times.
No, no.
You didn't get my joke this morning. It was quite
funny. I did get your joke. I just ignored it.
Exactly. Right, the website is Parenta, that's parent with an A, .com/support-the-parents-trust. Now, I'd quite like to go on this. And it's Andrew Cooper, so thank you. The details will be on the Kent Business Radio show already, if not after the show. But could I take the time off?
Well, funnily enough,
that's my worry.
The lovely Debbie Cameron sent me that, Debbie from Fields of Life, the charity.
Yeah.
And she's done it for the last couple of years, and she's been trying to get me to go on it. And last year I said I couldn't do it, but I would definitely do it this year.
Well, there you are.
Except they come out with the dates and I can't do it.
When is the date?
It's in June.
17th. Why can't you do it in June?
Because I'm busy doing something else.
Really?
Yeah, really.
More underwear?
I'm just not even going to go there. I'm not telling you remotely what I'm doing at that time. But I am doing something else I just can't do it.
Do Parenta Trust have a Twitter handle? They don't mention it.
They do. It's not very active, I don't think, but it is Parenta.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a March workshop, our first ever, and it's on basic bookkeeping, and it's going to be held in Canterbury. The full details are being finalised, but we will announce it in the next week or so. The workshop will benefit start-up businesses or business owners and staff looking to brush up their bookkeeping skills. The course will cost £149.99 and will include various freebies and a guest speaker from the world of business. To register your interest, go to the website www.caneandbeer.com, that's CAINANDBEER, caneandbeer.com, or you can email them at info@caneandbeer.co.uk, or you can in fact call them on 01732 617 494. That's 01732 617 494. That's a March workshop on basic bookkeeping, so do check that out when they've got the full details ready.
This one's made me laugh. It's, it's very clever. Return to Slender.
Yeah, I gave you that one because I thought you'd like that.
Elvis impersonator. Trades blue suede for gym socks in bid to become the comeback king. Famed for his deep-fried peanut butter, bacon and... Oh, I hope Ted Bassett Myers isn't listening. The PT, the personal trainer. Deep-fried peanut butter, bacon and banana sandwiches, almost as much as his crooning. Elvis Presley is more of an example of how to live the good life rather than a healthy one. But Gary Osborne of Kemsing, K-E-M-S-I-N-G, is looking to change that perception with help from Seven Oaks-based personal training group, the Better Body Group. And they said Gary came to us to help him get back to a figure that was more Vegas baby than Memphis muncher, explains Better Body Group director Jason Crow. Elvis's struggle with his weight came later on in his career and life, and is the same is for Gary. So we do, as we do with all our clients, we're now putting together a bespoke program of training and diet adjustment that will help the king get burning the calories rather than the love. And so Gary has already lost 12 pounds in weight and 6 centimetres from his waistline in just his first few weeks.
Wow.
So you can find out about the Better Body Group by calling 01732 451979. And if their SEO is up to scratch, just Google the Better Body Group.
Fantastic. Thank you. Did you see what she did there, Luke?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Very clever.
That was clever, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, rather, wasn't it?
We've had a tweet from Keith Wilkins at Avocet Recruitment. And Keith says, Avocet will be missing the live show today. Everyone's missing the live show today. They're all listening on Ketchup. He said, we're in London with a major client, but we'll be listening on the Ketchup tomorrow. And can you give us a shout out? That's Avocet Recruiting. And that's Mr. Wilkes 64. On the Twitter, or Avocet, A-V-O-C-E-T, Avocet Recruiting, on the Twitter. And also, Cura Energy have tweeted saying that they're listening in while drinking a cup of tea.
Really?
Yeah. And you can follow Cura Energy on the Twitter at Cura, C-U-R-A Energy, all one word, C-U-R-A Energy, Cura Energy. Do give them a follow on the Twitter as well, please. Oh, and Jackie Brooker, the lovely Jackie Brooker, who was on the show a few weeks ago.
She was.
From Dakota Blue Consulting, has also said that she's going to listen on Catch Up.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so thank you, all of you. And then, Lee Willis, who is the chairman of Ancorians Football Club, has also tweeted that he's listening in.
And he wants you to play in tights?
No. They're still looking for young lady footballers at this moment in time. And I don't think I'll get away without tights or no tights.
It's not the young, anyway. Or a lady. You're not a lady.
A lady.
Look after your customers and increase your profits, says Kent Adult Education.co.uk. It's another interesting workshop, and it's held at Maidstone Enterprise Centre. And the workshop is entitled Look After Your Customers and Increase Your Profits. It's being run by Kent Adult Education and held at Maidstone Enterprise Centre. This particular workshop is designed for those particularly interested in better understanding their customers and how this can lead to an increase in venue and profit. I'm just struggling with this press release. This particular workshop is designed for those particularly interested.
In particular.
Yeah, and then they've mentioned where it is twice in the first, and it makes me sound a bit batty. This workshop is due to be held on Thursday the 19th of March between 6 p.m. and 8 o'clock in the evening. And for more info, go, as I said, to kentadulteducation.co.uk.
Cool, thank you for that. I've been asked to give a shout out to the lovely Christina Moore, and she says, hi Paul, I'd love a shout out. I'm a passionate virtual assistant giving you the hours back in your day, and we're called Complete Organisation. And you can follow the lovely Christina on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Complete Org, all one word, Complete Org. So that's Christina Moore, who is a virtual assistant helping you with all your admin and support needs. So do give her a follow on the Twitter, Complete Org, Complete O-R-G.
The lovely Alex Waterton has nipped up on the Twitter, and he says, greetings, I'm listening in, and he has a day of home study today, and he's studying, guess what he's studying, Paul Andrews?
Go on.
Windows 10 / Office 2016.
Really?
Ready to teach people.
Well, somebody's been posting photographs again as well of me in a Mickey Mouse hat. Would that be you?
Possibly. Hi, Paul and Jules. Only just, I find that one amusing. I don't know why. I think you actually look better like that than you do in real life. Hello, Paul and Jules. This is from the lovely Rachel Lowe, catapultsales.co.uk, on the Twitter at catapultsales. She's only just tuned in and she might be a bit late, she says, but she wanted to let you know that it's not, it has not been announced, but it's being very strongly rumoured. We love a rumour on this show. That from next quarter, Growth Accelerator will be much more difficult for micro business with 1 to 4 staff to access. If micro businesses are thinking about using Growth Accelerator, they should sign up pronto.
Who's pronto then?
Pronto. A chi parla? Sono io.
Isn't pronto...
it's Italian, darling. Pronto. A chi parla?
Isn't pronto the Lone Ranger sidekick?
No, you're just being facetious. Yes, that was Tonto.
Was it?
As you very well know.
Kimisabi.
I'm not falling for all your old tricks.
Yeah.
I've worked with him so long. I know all his old tricks, Luke. Micros pay £600 to £700 VAT for 4 days support. Brilliant value, and stats show GA clients growing 4 times faster than equivalent SMEs. That's from the lovely Rachel at Catapult Sales. Thank
Fantastic. Kent Central Business Networking Group, the Kent Business Tweet-Ups, have got a number of events going on down during March. On the 4th of March, that's tomorrow,
Manana,
Wednesday, at the Miller's Arms, St Radigan's, in Canterbury, is the Canterbury Tweet-Up. And then on Monday, the 9th of March, 9.30 to 11.30am, is Faversham.
Yeah.
Doesn't say where in Faversham.
That's at the Brogdale Centre.
At the Brogdale Centre with a lovely Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Brogdale Centre in Faversham, Monday 9th of March, 9.30 to 11.30. And then in Whitstable, that'll be the Hotel Continental, I guess, in Beachway.
Yeah.
On Thursday the 19th of March, 10 till 12. And then Thursday the 26th of March, Lindley's. That's the department store, Roper Road, Canterbury. And that's from 10 till 11.30. So do get along to one, any or all of those tweet-ups in the East Kent area. If you want to find out more about those events and all the other events run by Kent Business Tweet-Up, you can go to their website, which is kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Well, of course, lovely Arga Gordon does the One Manana
at
the Miller's Arms.
Absolutely.
And there was a brilliant talk-up. Sorry, I'm trying to tweet at the same time. It was Rift Accounting were at... Kent Tweet-Up.
Yes, Jane spoke at the last one, did she not?
And apparently it was very, very good.
Cool. Well, we're going to be hearing from the folks at Riff later on in the show.
Can't wait.
At the moment, we're going to have our mid-show break, and we'll be back with our next guests after that.
Goodbye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.